Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. And I feel there's a little feedback on this. I'm hoping for the best on this recording. In case you're new, I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And today's show, what do you do when you're feeling low and you want to quit? And I get it. I want to start there. I want to tell you I totally understand. I know that you are a loving soul. I know that you want something, you know, whether it's to be in a relationship or financial success, professional success, just to be out of your 9-to-5 and running your own business. Maybe you want a family. Whatever it is, I'm going to tell you, you deserve to have what you want. And the fact that you desire it means that it is possible for you. And I'm going to say that to you again. The fact that you desire it means that it is possible for you. And we're on a journey. I know that may not sound as comforting as I thought. We are on a journey. And I think that the best thing that you can do in these moments is to be kind to yourself and to be compassionate and get angry. Why? You know, you've probably been working on it, doing your meditations, taking action, thinking positively, reciting your affirmations, praying for what you want. And so you're like, well, why? Or why has it happened to other people and not me? And I think that's where we go back to remembering that you are on your journey. And there is no defined amount of effort that we put in to get what we want. And it's different for everyone, you know. Maybe you've been wanting a baby and your best friend got pregnant really easily and you think, gosh, you know, I've been doing all these things and I've been doing all this work and I've been, eating well and seeing doctors and reading things and doing the meditations and it's not happening for me. But here it is, this person who didn't even do all this stuff, and it happens for them. We just remember that everybody's journey is different. And I want to tell you, whatever you feel you've been praying most for, whatever you feel that you are almost desperate for a breakthrough around, somebody else has something in their life that's like that. I think we all have that thing that we came to work through in this lifetime. Everybody has it. And do your best to stay in your lane and focus on your well-being and keeping yourself grounded. And I hope this show will help you along in that process. I know that when you're not getting what you want, it feels like you're failing or going backwards, but you're not. You are way further along than you think. And again, remind yourself, hey, I'm on this journey and this is my thing in this lifetime that I am working on. And my only responsibility to myself, to my soul, is to not give up. Because really, no matter what tradition you come from religiously, if there is this kind of good versus evil, darkness versus light thing going on, all the low vibe energies want is for you to quit, right? That's it. They want you to quit. So if you keep going, even when you're having your low vibe day, even when you are feeling like you want to quit, if you can just hold the belief that somewhere, somehow, your prayers are being heard and that your breakthrough is on its way. And maybe things look really fucking bleak right now, or you just, maybe you've been trying to manifest love and you just went on like the worst date ever, right? Like you thought like the dates in the past were pretty bad, but you're on that date where you're just like, this was fucking awful. And I've done all this work on myself, and I shouldn't be in this situation anymore. And this feels crummy. And how did this happen? If you can be comforting to yourself and say, yeah, that was bad. And say, I'm still on the journey though. Find that little drop of belief within you. And then cosmically, that really, really bad date just turned into a royal victory. And the angels and the beings of light and your guides and your loved ones on the other side are applauding your perseverance, but more so, they are cheering for your faith. So I'll start there. Just if you can hold just a drop, this is where that mustard seed they talk about in the Bible, you can just hold a mustard seed of faith. It's not when things are going great. It's when you've had that just epically bad day or date or night, or you thought you were on track and you go to weigh in and you realize you've gained 5 pounds. If you can just hold that mustard seed of faith that yes, right now things look bleak, yes, things don't seem to be going my way, but I know that my turnaround is coming. And in that time frame, don't beat yourself up, don't make yourself wrong, don't be unkind to yourself. Just say, this is what it is. I'm holding on to faith that there is something on the other side of this. Try to believe that no matter what happens, everything will be okay. And I know you're hurting now, and at some point, the hurting will stop. It will stop. Maybe not in the way that you think, and you've worked, or the way you've worked out in your mind, right? You know, I have lots of plans about how to have my breakthrough and how it will manifest. And I do believe visualization is important. But right now, I think when you are craving pain relief, it is in your best interest to let go of what you visualize to happen. Well, how it will happen, and focus on the feeling of relief. So that's, if you're taking notes, that's the first thing. And then I want you to focus on what would relief feel like right now? What would relief feel like right now? This is not the time to go into a visualization and get really specific about your ideal outcome. And you know, I've said that to you many times on this program, you know, focus on your ideal outcome, visualize it, see it as so. But now, in these moments, just focus on relief and what relief would be to you. Because when we go through the inevitable, oh God, that was really bad, right? You're on a manifestation journey, right? And things have been going great and you're feeling good and you're taking action and feeling awesome. Inevitably, you will have that moment where you want to quit, where it doesn't feel good anymore, or what you want, the opposite of what you want has shown up. Like, you know, you've been praying for this amazing relationship, and then instead you attract this really bad date. I'm going to tell you that that's inevitable. And in sometimes, for many of us, those moments are more plentiful than we would prefer, particularly when it's that thing that you've really been working on, right? So what I would say is don't give up. Don't give up. Focus on relief. And leave the specifics of your miracle to God. leave the specifics of your miracle to God. Yeah. Just over a year ago, I went on a date, and it was awful. It was really bad, and I left that date thinking, oh my God, how did I end up here, right? You know, I'm like, what vibe am I putting out that I ended up here? And it didn't, I'll be honest with you, it did, like, the day didn't get any better. It was the day before my birthday, and then the next day, I wake up to them drilling. It's a Saturday morning, drilling below my window, like literally drilling into concrete. So not only had I gone on this really bad date, I'm feeling low, then they're drilling in the concrete below my building at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, and then let's make it even worse. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to center myself. It's my birthday. I'm going to feel good again. And so I go on this walk, I come back, and there is this man at the door of my building, when I was living in Oakland, with this huge bouquet of flowers. And, you know, we figured out that they were for me, and they were from another man that I thought didn't really like me. So now I've got these flowers. I've gone on this terrible date the night before, and I don't know, like, what does this mean with this other guy? And, you know, so then that actually made me feel worse. Like, the flowers did not make me feel better. They made me feel worse. Because I'm like, oh, did I miss a sign? I thought dude wasn't into me. And then I felt bad. And then, you know, he really wasn't. I think he thought that he was supposed to do all these things. And I don't know why, but he did. And it didn't make me feel any better. And the day did not get any better. But, you know, I pulled it together and I went to dinner with this man. And I thought, gosh, that whole, the last 24 hours have really fucking sucked. And then to make matters work, I get sick after that. Like, I mean, it was just like epic bad, epic bad, epic bad, epic bad, right? And I'm talking just in the realm of dating. You know, fast forward a year, I'm in a whole nother place. I'm actually doing this show from my partner's apartment, you know, and it's never been this good. So, don't give up. Did I spend the next year, like, you know, that from, you know, that my birthday was in April, were there other dates that were not so awesome? Sure. Were there times where I'm like, WTF? Uh-huh. But I didn't give up. And I always return back to my truth. And so that's what I want to encourage you is, even though you feel like you want to quit right now, just return back to your truth. Remember that the fact that you want it means that it's possible for you. And maybe your journey is going to be less smooth than someone else's journey in that same area of life. But who cares? As long as you get there, that's all that matters, right? And cherish the lessons. And I'll tell you this, you know, I look back, I just told you that story about my birthday and all that, and I think, why the fuck did that have to happen, right? Did I learn something from it? Maybe. I couldn't even tell you what the actual lesson was. I could have skipped over all of that. I'm not going to be one of those spiritual teachers that tell you there's meaning in every single thing that happens. No. Did I learn to set some healthier boundaries? Yeah. Did I have to tell the dude I had gotten on that really bad date with, who had decided that I was his happily ever after, that it wasn't going to happen? Yeah. You know. Did it make me better? Maybe. Maybe I don't see it right now. But you're going to go through some things and you're going to be tested. And it's a part of the journey. Just keep telling yourself it's a part of the journey. So here's some more on relief. As you focus on whatever relief would be for you, I want you to start to pray for that. And then, but as you pray, pray with sincere compassion for yourself. So one thing I can say looking back on the girl that went on that epically bad date is that I have so much compassion for her. I have so much compassion for that woman. And I can say to her, you didn't bring this on yourself at all. Like this is it. This was a part of it. I'm sorry that you went through that. I want you to see yourself as worthy of your own compassion. And then ask the divine or spirit or nature or whomever you pray to bring you relief. And ask for your angels and your guides to bring you comfort. Ask for spirit to walk with you, be with you, and hold you. Just a bit of belief that a miracle will happen. Just hold a bit of belief that a miracle will happen. Will it happen in the time frame that you want and in the way that you want? No, but that's not our job, right? It's not the how and the when. Our angels, our guides, our loved ones on the other side are cheering for us right now because we still believe in the miracle. Even after things are not going the way you want, you still believe in the miracle. And you don't have to believe a whole lot, just a little bit. You know, and I've talked to you a lot about belief. This is something a little bit different. This is more in the lines of you're not going to be happy, happy, joy, joy when you're in a dark night of the soul. And that's okay. And don't judge yourself for not feeling like the most positive person in the world, the most positive person in the world. You won't. But if you can just hold a little glimmer of hope, you know, I talk a lot about hope, negatively about hope on this program, but in these moments, that little bit of light, that little bit of spark is all you're being asked to do, just to hold that little teeniest spark. Now, as you start to focus on the possibility of a miracle, I want you to avoid trying to define that miracle and believe with as much conviction as possible that a big miracle can happen. So I want to be clear here. It's not your job to figure out the how and the when and the working outs of things. It's just hold in these moments, these dark nights of the soul, all you are being called to do is hold with conviction, even just a drop of conviction that it's possible for a big miracle to happen to you. And I want to stress this. Please do not in those moments compare your journey to anyone else's. I've talked to you about this already today. Please, it's a fleeting comfort. It's only going to make you feel worse in the end. Don't compare yourself to anyone. I was speaking to someone and they were like, well, at least you're not in a hospital bed. And I said, that is not comforting. I called them out. Like, you know, I'm bold in my old guru days. I said, no, that is not a comforting message. That's somebody else's journey. Just because I don't have the health journey doesn't mean my journey is any less as significant. Stay in your lane. Don't compare yourself to anyone. Minimize your experience. You know, maybe you're someone who's been seeking love and someone says to you, well, you know, at least you got a good job and you have a great apartment and, you know, rah. No. Your pain is real and your pain is valid and you get to feel that. And you don't need to cross compare or find false ways to make yourself feel good. The feel good is going to come from believing just with a drop that there is a miracle on its way to you. While you don't have the control over how and when that's going to happen, it will feel like relief. Right? And all you have to do is just focus on believing that relief is possible for you, that pain relief is possible for you. Pain is pain. And when you're hurting, when things aren't going the way you want them to, speak and nurture yourself with kindness. Speak well to yourself. comparing yourself to other people is not going to make you feel good. You know, to focus, you know, they say, but we'll focus on the things going well in your other aspects of your life. Great. That's awesome. Cool. This still hurts, right? If you, and I'll make it even more, my spirit guides are jumping in there showing me a visual. So let's say you broke your foot. You wouldn't just run around and say, well, you know, my arm is good, and not treat the foot. You wouldn't just run around and say, well, I got my sight, so, you know, no, you go and you do whatever it takes to gain some relief around that break, right? It's the same thing with whatever you're trying to manifest, you know, whether it is wellness. Maybe you are trying to manifest wellness. Focus on that. You deserve to have what you want. And you don't need to minimize it, and you don't need to compare it to anything else to feel good. Here's how you feel good. Know your prayers have been heard, and they will be answered at some point. The solution may not look exactly as you imagine, but the feeling behind what you're imagining will be spot on. This is one thing I know to be true, you know, is that if you have a vision for your life, you have something that you're focusing on, you have a goal, you have something you're working on, you're looking to manifest it, whatever the feeling is behind that, when you're crystal clear what that is, know that spirit is going to meet that feeling place. It will feel like that. It will be so spot on, it'll amaze you. So here's the realness. When you're feeling low, when you're feeling like quitting, you can choose what feeling is best for you. So some gurus are going to tell you it's joy. And, you know, I've been really, you know, it's like, okay, what I want this thing. And so if I need to focus on this feeling, what's that feeling? Okay, I'll focus on joy. You can't manufacture the feeling. You have to get clear about what feels right to you. And it may not be joy. For me, it's not joy. You know, it's not joy. No. Hey, it's something else. And so if you focus on what your miracle will feel like, then you will get there faster. And I know that there are a lot of programs out there that talk about feel the way you want to feel. And I you know, I'm a fan of all of that. But now as you really start to live this way, I'm going to give you an easy strategy. So say right now you are in, you're feeling humiliated, right? So do the opposite of that. Feel the opposite of that. And you can do that in a host of ways. Now you can start using your other aspects of your life to feel good, right? So you've prayed for pain relief. You're holding faith, a little drop of faith that your miracle is on its way to you. Now let's focus on feeling the way you would once your miracle shows up. So if you are in a space right now, as I said, in humiliation, when you're ready, because you may not feel like doing this work when you're feeling really low. You may just need a nap. Go take a nap. You may just need a really comforting meal. You may just need to binge watch some shows. You may just need a bath. You may need a walk. Whatever it is, when you're ready to continue on in your journey, I would say let's focus on the feeling. So identify what your low feeling is. Humiliation, if you look up the antonym to humiliation, it's one of the words is elevate. And go with what feels right to you. So if humiliation is what you're dealing with right now, find some way to feel elevated. You can use the other aspects of your life. So if you're really killing it at work, maybe work on do some work so you can feel really good about yourself and you feel elevated and it takes your mind off of it. Now, you can't jump from, oh my God, I feel terrible to elevated, right? You do need the time. You need the prayer. You need the refocusing. You need the recalibration. You need the rest. And then you can go into, okay, I'm over feeling humiliated. Let's find... its opposite, flip the coin over, you know, the light side of that dark, and focus on that and do something that you know will make you feel elevated. You know that will make you feel alive. Some gurus will tell you to focus on feeling good. I'm a fan of that too. But feeling good is different for every person. Maybe, you know, manifesting that amazing relationship does feel like joy to you. And so, you know, whatever the opposite of joy is, if you're feeling that right now, figure out ways to get yourself to joy. It may be calling a girlfriend and going out for brunch. Whatever it is, find some way, but get really clear about what feeling good is to you based on what it is that you are trying to manifest. So for me right now, I was recently giving, you know, in deep prayer meditation about it. I told you I've been chasing joy. It's like, okay, you know, maybe that's the key to my manifestation is I got to spend more time in joy. And then I realized it's not joy. It's orderliness. Right? Because what I'm feeling is chaos. So flip it around, and that's orderliness. Well, I can do orderliness no matter what's going on in my life. Like, I am so good at putting things in order and organizing things. And I'll tell you, when I'm at my worst, that's what goes by the wayside. So I just found my path, my secret to what it is that I want, the real secret, right? Because I can create orderliness right now. So that is the vibration that I will be blasting to the universe, orderliness. And then the universe gives me orderliness back. So you pray for your release. You get clear about what that feeling is. And then you start using the other aspects of your life to create that new broadcast to the universe, and know that the universe is going to give that back to you. So find ways to create more of what you want to feel if your manifestation comes, and do it in small increments. Like, you don't, you know, so orderliness, let's say orderliness is yours, okay? I wouldn't say go commit to a big, huge decluttering project. Just do something small. It could be, okay, I'm going to clean out the refrigerator, or I'm going to clear out a shelf in the refrigerator. Small steps. All you need to do is broadcast the signal. Spirit will hear you. Because when we feel the way we're going to feel when our manifestation comes, it's our way of saying to the universe that we're ready. The universe could be trying to bring you what you want. You can't receive it because you're not in the feeling place of that, right? So if it is comfort that will come from being in that amazing relationship, but you've surrounded yourself in a lot of discomfort, it's going to be really difficult to see the comfort that Spirit is trying to bring you as a result of your manifestation. It's amazing how this all kind of plays out. And I think if we can get closer to what we want in the immediate, within our being, we can create it a lot faster. I want to continue here. Say you realize, you know, I'm just feeling lonely. I am feeling so lonely. You know, and you know, as I was doing my research on it, you might need to go see a therapist about the loneliness. If you trust your gut, if your intuition just fired as I said that, and you need to go see someone. If it's not, then I would say there are ways to feel association without there being anybody there. You can call in your guides, you can call in your angels, you can be your own best friend. And this is one of the ways in which I have been able to overcome loneliness. I'm just my own best friend. I'll go hang out with myself. I'll go to a movie. Even if I'm chilling watching TV, you know, I will be kind and awesome to myself. It's like the minute I go into being my own best friend, all the noise and the chatter must stop. Because I really do embody the energy of treating myself the way I would want a friend to treat me. And believe it or not, these little shifts in being are what, and holding in that space is what creates the miracle in our lives. So let's go back to loneliness. You identify you're feeling lonely. You're feeling just all sorts of failure around, you know, associations and being able to attract someone into your life and friends or a relationship. If you can just take a pause and believe that relief does happen, that spirit is on your side, that you are not alone in this journey, that your journey doesn't look like anybody else's. All you have to do is stay in your lane. Believe with even just a drop of faith, like bring just a drop of light to the situation, that a miracle is on its way to you. And then do your best when you're ready. You don't have to rush into any of this. Allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to give yourself comfort. Do your best to relieve as much pain in the immediate as you can. And then start to get clear about how you want to feel when your manifestation happens, when your miracle happens. And take little teeny tiny steps to create that in the here and now. And the more you get clear about what that specific feeling is you will feel when what you want happens, like just like mine, I realized, oh, this life right now feels chaotic and I don't like that feeling and it sucks. And, you know, no matter how I try, and, you know, I had my big wine fest, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to pray and believe that there is a miracle on its way. And then I was like, okay, what am I feeling right now? This is where you become powerful. If you hear this message, you can gain so much control over your reality and co-create that which you want most. So, you know, in that moment, I realized, oh gosh, everything feels chaotic. What is the opposite of chaos for me? Okay, that's orderliness. And then I was like, oh, I know how to create orderliness right now. And I'm good at that. And then all of a sudden, you're broadcasting a whole new signal to the universe. And then you can be a vehicle of your manifestation. You can be receptive to the magic and wonder of the divine. And so don't quit. Don't give up. I know you're feeling low. I know it kind of sucks, but there is great power in where you are right now if you will just trust and believe that it is possible for you. So I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I'm a coach. I work one-on-one with people to help them navigate their journeys. And I'm not saying it's easy, but that's why I do the work that I do. And if there is something that you really, really, really want, I want to help you get it. Consider booking a package with me. Information can be found on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click work with me. Or my phone number is there. You can just give me a call and we can talk about it. And if you're not in a place to hire support, re-listen to the show or over, you know, look over your notes or let your intuition remind you of what you heard and do your best to move through the darkness gracefully. It doesn't need to be quickly. It doesn't need to be smooth and easy, just grace and less shame and love and compassion. Seek love and compassion. That's the best thing I can say. I mean, just be kind to yourself. You're not the only one that is going through something around what they want and not being able to create it. And it will happen. It will happen, my love. The how and the when, not up to us. But you can start to feel the way your miracle will feel right now when you're ready. Till next time, take care of yourself.